Menachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. As a hakdama to Maseches Menachos, let's define the word mincha. The word that's used in the Torah for karbonis of a behema is zevach. A mincha is a karbon, just another type of karbon. It's a karbon that's made from flour and other ingredients, as opposed to a karbon of a live animal. The live animal karbon, the karbon of a behema, is called a zevach. Zevach, it means it's shechted. But that also defines the essence of the carbon. The Ramban says in Parshas Vayikra that the essence of a carbon is taking a person represented by an animal and taking that person and taking out the chius habahamis, what's called by the Kadmonim the nevesh habahamis, which means the more physical side of our existence, and replacing it as a metzius ruchni. Taking out the chius habahamis and taking the raw materials of a person and being malit and getting back the chius as a davar ruchni, as a chelik of the isha lashem, that's the essence of a carbon. That's why it's called a zevach. A mincha, clearly they can't represent that because there's nothing alive about a mincha. It's flour, oil, other ingredients, but it's not something alive. So mincha represents, says Rav Hirsch in Parshas Vayikra, the giving not of oneself to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but the giving of one's resources. When we talk about somebody's lechem, we're talking about somebody's parnosa, we're talking about somebody's sustenance, somebody's possessions. So when a person gives a mincha, what he's doing is, the word mincha is like miloshen of a present, because he's not giving himself, he's giving his things. That's what a present is. That's the aleph beis of Parshas Menachos. As far as what the mincha is, every mincha starts with what we call solus of chitin. Solus is finely ground flour of chitin. It has to be finely ground and it has to be of chitin. There are a few yoytzim in aklal where karban mincha is brought from so'irim. Barley, commonly Rashi refers to that as machal behema. The most famous of that type is the karban oimer, where what we're really representing is that we start out right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, before it sets out on the journey to Kabbalah Satorah, we're starting out with a Nefesh Bahamas, and that's what's symbolized by the Soirin, and we work our way up, and then on Shavuos, what we bring, what Klal Yisrael brings in the Beis HaMikdash, is the Shtei Lechem, which is Lechem, it's a final product, and it's a final product made out of Chitin. The other example of that is a mincha soita. It was also brought from Sa'irim, because he also saw Michael Masa Behema, Levikach Tovi, Michael Behema. The measurement of Menachos, the standard measurement of Menachos, is measured in Esroinois. Esroinois is a tenth of what? An Asiris Ho'efa. An Efa is three soin. A saw is six kavin, a kav is four lug, and a lug is six beta. So what that turns out is that asiris ho'efa, when it's described in the Torah, that's the amount of mon, and that's the shear for taking challah, which is really shak to say this roim, but just as an example, asiris ho'efa comes out to be a total of 43.2 betzim, which is 66.4 kezesim. A minchas nesochim, which was brought with karbonis, and it's also a form of mincha, is either shnayim or shloisha esroinim, depending on which animal is being brought. When a person is bringing karbon mincha to the Beis HaMikdosh, he could bring any amount that he decides to be menadiv. There is a limit to how much he could bring. It has to be roi to fit into one kli. The Mishnah will tell us later on, the end of the Masechta, that that's Shishim Esreinim. We have a huge kli with Shishim Esreinim already. It can't be mixed properly with the Shemen, because Menachos usually go together with Shemen and Lavoino. So it has to be mixed together. It has to be Roy Labila, and therefore, beyond that size, cannot be brought as a single carbon. How much Shemen has to be mixed in with the standard carbon Mincha? Not clear. Does it have to be mixed in proportionately? Normally the shear is a loig, one of the amounts that we mentioned, which is six beitzim, and it has to be the that amount of a loig to each isorin of silas. So what happens if somebody's bringing several isorinus? We'll see later on in machloikis whether he has to add proportionately more shemen or a loig shemen is enough. Levoino is a type of spice, and it was burnt together with the carbon. It's not really lachila really, but it was put together with the haktoras ha-mincha. We're going to see that that's a big ma'akiv in menochos. How much of a levoina is brought? So the operative shear in the carbon, the avoides carbon mincha, is a koimitz. We've learned a lot about this in Maseches Yochim. Exactly how to do the Maisa Kmitza, we'll have to see. But a koimitz, which is that amount, which is taken off with a Maisa Kmitza, which is how much fits in the three fingers, the middle of the hand, when they're covering over the palm of the hand, that amount, which is very small, is the amount of levoina, and it's the amount of soilus that was taken off to be the haktor al gabi mizbeach. The same way we said before that most menochos are made out of chitin, there are two that are made out of soirin. Most menochos are mixed together with shemen and levoina. There are two that are not, a minchas choyte with a minchas soita, because they're brought for averus, they don't have that takshit, so to speak, of shemen and levoina. Okay, now we're ready to start discussing the different types of carbon menochos. In Parshas Vayikra, the several types. The Minchas Soilus is the standard. This is in Perek Beis in Parshas Vayikra. Minchas Machvas is fried together. Machvas is like a frying pan, which is a flat pan, and therefore it produces a certain effect on the soilus, and that's the way it's brought. And the Kmitza will be on the final product after the frying. Minchas Marcheshes is a deeper fry. It's like a deep fry. So it has a different texture. The halachas of Pachsu Yoyis are the same. However, the difference is Lefi, what he's noidiv, that's what he has to bring, that texture. Minchas Mafetanur is, there's two types. Mafetanur is something that's baked as opposed to fried in a frying pan. There are two types that are baked in the oven. One could be chalois, or one could be rikikin. These are the types of carbon menochos that we're familiar with, that the Torah says one can be menadiv. There are menochos that are not nedovos. There are menochos that are brought as a chiyuv. One of them is a minchas choyte. Now, a regular person who's over, Rachman al Tzan, Naver, Shiesh, Bekoris, has to bring a carbon behema. That's not subject to his financial status. However, there are certain averos in Parshas Vayikra, we learned about them in Sechel Shavuos, that bring a carbon oilev yoyrid, not a regular carbon chatas. They, if the person is a dal, then he brings a minchas choyte. Minchas knois is what we called before minchas soita. Minchas chavitin is the kohen godl has to be makriv b'chol yoyim asir so'efo. Mechtzisa baboike, mechtzisa ben arbaim, we learned about some Sechel Shavuos. And the details of Mitzvah Hashem we'll see later on. The minchas chinuch is every kohen when he's nischanich la'avoidon, the same by a kohen gadol, the day that he starts being a kohen gadol, has to bring a special carbon mincha. It's in Vayikra Perek Vov, in Parshat Tzav, and that we'll have to see the halachas also. There are other karbonis of mincha that are a choyva, but as a tzibur. The minchas ha'oimim, which is brought from Soim, lechem ha'panim, which is every Shabbos, the shtei ha'lechem, which is on Shavuos. And then there's also an auxiliary part of menochos, which is not the soilus itself. There's a minchas nesochim. It's also called a mincha because it's also a person giving his possessions. He's mevi with karbonos. The minchas nesochim is soilus blula bashemen. And he brings yayim. That's what we call nesucha yayim, which is a whole year. Only on Sukkot says nesucha mayim. There's other karbonos as well. I have to bring a certain amount that we'll see in Yetz Hashem later on in the Mishnayos. The Avoidus HaMenochos parallels to a certain extent, and the Halochos and the dynamics are the same as by Zvochim. And the same way by Zvochim we learned in Maseches Zvochim, the Seder HaAvoido is Shchita, Kabbalah, HaSadam, Hoylocha of the Dam to the Mizbech and then Zrika, and that creates the Ritzui. By the Avoidus HaMenochos, also we have a similar process. There's the Kmitza. The Kmitza is the taking off of that small amount with the three fingers on the palm of the hand. That Koimitz creates, it's Chalnit, the Kedusha. HaNiktorim is Chalnit. It's like the Shechting, which is moitzi the dam zvicha, to be niskabel and to be meratza. The kmitza being put into the kli is the equivalent of the kiddush of the dam from the neck of the behemoth being niskabel and the kli. Hoylocha is mamish the same, and haktorah is the same as the zvicha. Haktorah has its own halacha, so mitzvah Hashem will have to see. By a korban menachas as well, there's the chelek achilas hamizbeach, that's the haktorah of the kremitz with whatever goes with it. And thereafter, there's a heter on the achilas adam with the kahanim. It's kach kadoshim, it can only be my kahanim. Zichre kuhuno, liyem v'lay lo ad chatzos. Like we had in the fifth perek in Zvochim. One important detail which is unique to menachas is that the full kedusha of the mincha is only when it's niskadish bekli. A behemah has the full kedushas korban while it's alive before we shecht it. Not so a korban mincha. Hagosh is also something that you don't find by Zvokim. Tnufa maybe you have by certain korbanos is the bringing of the mincha towards the mizbeach. One last type of mincha, which is not really a mincha, but it's an auxiliary part of a korban Zvokim, is the lachmim that have to be brought with a carbon toida. A carbon toida which primarily is like a shlomim, except that it has din of kach kadoshim. Not insofar the kahanim are allowed to eat it. Everybody's allowed to eat it, but it has to be eaten liyom v'laylo. However, with the kiddush and the hava of the carbon toida also comes lachmim. We'll learn about the halachos later on. The other carbon where you have something like that is also the kivse atzeres, which was together with the Shtei Alechem. What the relationship between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, which is the Ikka, which is the Tofel, the Gabi various dinim, that we'll see later on, fascinating Menachos de Kesugi. That's more or less the overview of the Masechta, and now what we'll see as we go through the first few Prakim is that a lot of the basic structure is the dinim of Shalai Lishman Pigel, which was really the first Chelek in Zvachim. So some of these details are unique, but the tzuras of the Shmaitz is basically the same. Those that have learned Zvachim will have an easier time with the first few Prakim of Menachos. In the Gemara as well, the sugyas in the beginning, the first 25 lot of Menachos, are a hashloma to the sugyas in Zvachim. Kol ha-menachos she-nikmitzu shalei lishmon. All Menachos that are nikmitzu shalei lishmon, k'sheirois, elish le'olu bailun mishum chayim. I'm going a little bit quicker because the etzim dinim of Shalei Lishman Pigel, we explained very well in Maseches Zvachim, Be'ez Hashem. In that sense, Maseches Menachos is a hemshech of Maseches Zvachim. So a mincha as well is like the regular korban, which is not miratza, but it's also not posel. It's le'ol le'bailam mishum choyva. Chutz mi minchas choyti mi minchas knois. These two types of menachos are like a korban chatos, and one of the korbanos that are posel, the world Shalei Lishman. Not only are they not miratza, but the apostle is a chatos. The other ones are carbon pesach. So over here as well, the menachos that are shaykh to chatoim are apostle. Minchas choytim, minchas knoi, shekmotzen Shalei Lishman. The four avoidos of a mincha that have the koyach, that a machshava is a machshava peseles, is kmotzen Shalei Lishman, nosem bekli Shalei Lishman, vihilech, he did the halacha, vihikti Shalei Lishman, the same variations that we had in the first parak in Zvokim. Psulois, the apostle. Ketzad lishmon, vishaloi lishmon. L'shem minchas choyte, l'shem minchas nedavi. He first thought about minchas choyte, and then he thought about minchas nedavi, which is shaloi lishmon for this one. Oy shaloi lishmon v'lishmon, or backwards. L'shem minchas nedavi, l'shem minchas choyte, both of them are apostle. Mishnah Beis, and again, there's a lot of details over here that we had in the first few programs of Zvokim. Achas minchas choyte, v'achas kol ha-menochas shikmotzon. Either minchas choyte, which is posel shalei lishma, or any mincha that the kmitza was done. By the way, we'll just point down parentheses. When we say kmitza, we're talking about any avodah. The kmitza is just the first. But the idea is that an avodah that's done by even apostles passels the carbon. And that's why he puts in over minchas choyte, even though the etzim din shalei lishma is by any carbon mincha. But the makshova shalei lishma that passels a carbon, not just takes away the ritzui, but psul mamish, that's by minchas choyte, that's why the Mishnah mentions it. In tandem with the other things that passel. What passels a carbon? Either it was done ayde zor, zor is mechal lavoyde, oinin is passel lavoyde, tvul yoim, the tumor prevents him from being kosher lavoyde, mechusa begodim, he a kohen without begodim has a din like a zor, mechusa kippurim, he has that leftover is because it becomes like a quasi tumor. Shalei ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim also has a din like a zor because his hands are not klishoris without ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim. Oral is posel avoyde. Tomei is of course posel avoyde. Yoishev, he has to be oimin al ritzpe hazor. Oimin al gabi kelim, if he's not standing on the floor of the zor, is posel avoyde. Al gabi behema, he's also not standing on the floor. Al gabi ragle chaver, he's also not standing on the floor. Posel, the rule posel for the hezber, which we just went through by Richus, I in the same exact Mishnah in Maseches Vakum. Komatz b'smoil, posel. Here we have something unique to Kav Menachos. A komatz, a kmitza was done b'smoil, all avodas are posel b'smoil. Credit Tanakama is a straightforward halacha. Avodas b'smoil pasels. Ben b'seira, however, oimer, yachse v'yachse v'yikmoitz b'yamin. Ben b'seira says a chiddush. He did a kmitza. Not like shechting a behemoth with the wrong hand. Shecht a behemoth, you can't exactly make tchilas ameis and bring it back to life and do another shechita. But over here, what happened? You tell me that the kmitza was not a good kmitza. Okay, so put that soilus back into the kli and start again. Why posel? You just tell me that the kmitza wasn't done. What's the machloikis? Ben Beseiru sees the avoida that was done b'smoil by any of these psulim as a non-starter. It's not an avoida. What would be, let's say, the kli that's carrying the soilus with 50 esreinus that he was menadiv tipped over and a little bit spilled? Like nishbach hadam from the kli, it was already in the skabos, it was already in the skadish in the kli shoris, it fell on the ground, you could scoop it up. If the dam wasn't the skabel in the kli, then you have a problem, because without kabol's dam from the tzavra behema, tachal, the kedushas hadam fezrika. So over here you have the soilus in the kli, tipped over, spilled out, scoop it up, put it back in the kli, and you're fine. That's the way Ben Beseir sees Avoyde B'smoil. The Tanakhama, however, holds that Avoyde B'smoil is an Avoyde Shebepsul. Once Avoyde was done to this Kav Mincha, you can't do another Kmitza. So it's too late. It's possible. That's what the Tanakhama is holding. Komatz V'ola B'yodoy. The Kmitza, like we said, is taking the three middle fingers and putting them against the palm, and that which is contained within is the Kmitza. You have to take the pinky and the thumb and rub them against the sides of the three fingers to make sure that nothing is sticking out. It should be an exact, very precise. The Gemara says the kmitza is from the Avodas Kosher Sheba Migdosh. Let's say it was komatz, and in his hand, it turned out that it wasn't all full of soilus. It was full of pebble, somehow got into the kli, or gargim melach, or keret shel levoina, any something else. Even if it has a place in the Kav Mincha, Keret Shel Levoina belongs in the Kav Mincha. Melach was put on top of the Kav Menachos as they're ready to be makdir. So somebody mixed in Melach a little bit before, the mice and the amount that's supposed to come out of the Kmitza is inaccurate. Posal, Mepnei She'omru, because Chazal have a Mesiris, HaKoimitz HaYosef HaChoser, the Koimitz that is more, it has to be precise. Or it's less, it's missing, it's possible. That the kmitza, the amount that's in his three fingers, is bulging out of the sides. The chosa kmotze b'roshe etzba'oisov. He didn't stretch the fingers out totally on the palm of the hand, and then what's in the kmitz is only within the fingers, but they're not stretched out all the way. It doesn't have the full accurate amount. Ketzer oisov. Poshe etzba'oisov, the way he's supposed to do it, he's supposed to stick out his fingers all the way against the palm, and that which is in between, when the fingers, the three fingers are extended over the palm, the sides are leveled off with the pinky and the thumb, like we said, then you can be sure that you have the right amount.